Drysdale vignette entitled A Primer on Bromeliads. And in 3, 2, 1. The bromeliad family is huge, and many of the plants make ideal indoor or houseplants. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale with basic bromeliad information after this. 3, 2, 1. The bromeliads, of which the pineapple plant is likely the best known, encompasses 46 genera and around 2,700 species, and so offers great choice. However, most plant retailers restrict themselves to selling two genera, Guzmania and Vresia. It may be hard to know where to start when looking for bromeliads that are just a bit different. There are the terrestrial types, such as the hardy Puya, or the pineapple, Anis camosus, and then there are the desert dwellers, which grow on rocks. And finally, there are the epiphytes, which grow with the support of trees and other structures, including the increasingly popular air plants that take moisture and nutrition directly from the atmosphere. The best known of these, the gray-colored Spanish moss, or Tillandsia usnoides, is found draped across trees in humid states of the southeastern U.S. and down through South America. In cultivation, Spanish moss is used to filter light in warm greenhouses and as a dressing material for mounted orchids or hanging baskets. Bromeliads are sold as pot plants. They may be marketed under trade names or simply as bromeliads. It's mainly the epiphytic species that are sold in better plant stores, and they need to be potted into very porous mixes, usually made up of high levels of grit, sand, and crocks, as well as peat, bark, or leaf mold. Excess moisture in the containers will cause plant spaces to rot. Also, they should be planted with the base of the leaves at ground level or slightly above. More soon. I'm Art Drysdale.